For the transcript, Standing Committee on Improvement Implementation, SCI, Saturday, April 6, 2:55 local time, Beijing.
Okay, so hello everyone, it's Jonathan Robinson again. We are going to kick off the next session, which is reporting on the latest progress from the Standing Committee on Improvement Implementation, and would like to welcome Ron Andruff, who is the chair of that group.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Chairman. And thank you for giving us an opportunity to speak this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here, and just to put a little framework around what does the Standing Committee on Implementation do. We're the body that is responsible that when a policy has been developed through a working group and then put into an implementation mode, if it has some rough edges around it and is not functioning as smoothly as one would hope, it then gets sent to the SCI, and the SCI is a made up of virtually all of the members of the community. So then we wrestle with the, trying to knock those rough edges off it and bring it back to the council, which then will put it into an implementation mode. So that's just a general kind of overview as to how we approach our activities. It's a very collegial group, I have to say, and I'm very pleased to be the chair of that body because we do find our way through most of the issues in a very collegial and workable manner. And so it shows that the model works. So one of the things I also wanted to mention was that our approach is really a light touch. So we don't view ourselves as being responsible for developing new policy, new rules, and so forth, but rather to really look at things as objectively as we can, and if it's something that we feel is something that is an anomaly and maybe might not happen again, we're not in a hurry to make changes to it, but rather to let it sit and watch and wait and come back and review it perhaps 6 months or 12 months later to see if in fact that issue has resolved itself. And so a lot of the work that we're doing right now, we've taken that approach, and I think it's a very good one. So this is a list of the work that we're doing. It begins with the deferral of motions. We were asked to consider the current council informal practice, whereby a party may request their deferral and to a later date. And our review was such that we felt that it was in the chair's discretion, in fact, to make that determination. And so we will then review that in 1 year. The second item was raising an issue, and in our charter, the question was who had a right to come to the SCI and ask us to look at something. And the recommendation from us is to maintain the current procedure and that only the council or a working group chartered by council can raise an issue with us as opposed to others, members of the community. And we felt that way because within the GNSO council, obviously, we have representation from across the board in the community, so the community can come to us through their representatives. Regard to resubmitting a motion, this was an issue that I had took up a lot of discussion, and there were a lot of different viewpoints on it. The main point here was, from some people in the community, was if consensus has been achieved, then we should be happy and move forward with it. And then there were others that said, well, perhaps we should codify some best practice here. And so, in fact, we did a lot of work on this topic, and it's now we're considering a couple of procedural changes. We've had, I think, three or four constituencies have come back with their approval of what we're doing, but it was still out with a couple of others, and we have a meeting tomorrow afternoon, and I expect that we'll get closure on that, and once we do, we'll move it through the channels appropriately. Termination and suspension of a PDP, that's some work that we did finish, and in fact, the comment period closes tomorrow, and we'll have a reply period if there's any comments received. But that's a piece of work that was done, again, in a very collegial manner. We were pretty pleased with how all of the members of the committee worked on that. Working group guidelines survey was drafted by staff. We looked at it ourselves internally, and then we sent it out and asked for some testing. All of the members of the SCI went through that, and now it's out to the ITRPC, and we've gotten some responses back, and I guess we'll get more information at our meeting tomorrow with that, with regard to that. But we feel that it's pretty well ready to distribute to the working groups. And the purpose of this survey is really to get feedback back from those working groups to make sure that, in fact, the tools that they're given when they go off to work, in fact, work. And then finally, we have the SCI charter revision. The SCI has been around now for a couple of years, and so it's the was time for us to go back and review the charter, because there was a lot of elements that were kind of holdover pieces from when we went through our last major review as a GNSO, and as a result, we are now looking at that charter revision. We have assigned a sub-team to come up with some ideas, and that sub-team, I think, has done this work, and we'll, again, take that up tomorrow at our meeting in the afternoon. That meeting is from 5 to 6:30, and all are welcome to attend. There was, around the issue, one last comment, around the issue of the resubmission of a motion. The discussion led to some really deep thinking within the group, and particularly for the NCAs. When we have appointees coming from the non-com, they join the council without any background or information. They're fresh faces, fresh voices, and fresh minds to come to ICANN. And so we felt it was very important that there is some kind of a primer, or perhaps better said, a new counselor orientation that would be an absolute must. And we understand since then, I've also spent some time talking with Rob Hogarth about this, that staff have come forward with a recommendation on that. They published a GNSO 101 and basics about GNSO processes and procedures at the end of March. So I'm not sure where that stands with council right now, but we would be very grateful if council would actually give that a good look to make sure that it fulfills that need. Because as ICANN continues to mature and develop, it's really important that counselors, in particular counselors, but also those who are non-com appointees, have some basis of understanding as what their role is and how the whole thing works, because it's a very complicated animal, ICANN, for people coming in brand new. And so it's this orientation element, Chair, I would hope that you would look at that closely and give consideration. And if you feel it's necessary for SCI to get involved, then we'd be happy to get involved. But at this stage, we don't see that, but we do feel that it's important that these understanding of ICANN, some kind of a process is in place. And even looking to our NCAs, where other counselors might reach out and sort of partner with them to give them an understanding and give them a place where they can bounce ideas off of and comments and so forth, so that it doesn't take 2 years for a non-com appointee to get up to speed and then find that the non-com has appointed yet other appointees and they're no longer on the councils when they have all the tools to work with. So that summarizes our report for today, and just wanted to say again how grateful we are to have this opportunity to present that to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Much appreciated, and the value of this, of your work in the SCI, certainly is easy to recognize, given that this is an opportunity for ongoing improvement. I see, Chuck, you've come up. I just want to make a brief comment on induction, counselor education, and so on. It was something that I immediately recognized on joining the council at the Toronto meeting. We did deal with it to some extent, although I fully take on board that we could do better and more. What we did already was held an introductory session, and the work that you referred to of Rob Hogarth and co, of all of the preparatory materials, has continued to develop. There's a whole lot of educational materials available, but the sort of systematic induction of counsellors and work is something we could do more on. What we have done out of our Amsterdam meeting in January, which was a council leadership and staff meeting, was we recognised that as an issue, and we in fact talked with Rob subsequently. We've also, as I mentioned this morning, are attempting to arrange on the back of when the new councillors join in the fall meeting, or the, I'm not sure what we call that meeting, the third meeting of the year, since it's not fall or autumn everywhere, depending on which hemisphere you're in. But nevertheless, that meeting at which the new councillors join the council, we are proposing to extend our time at the meeting physically by a day in order to orient new councillors and gather the council together and prepare for the year's work ahead. So it's certainly on my radar screen, something I recognise, and something which we can and could do more on. So thanks for reminding us of that.
With
finally, I suppose, Ron, I'm not sure it is the purview of the SCI. From my perspective, it's something very firmly that we as the council should take on, led by myself.
Agreed. And I'm happy to hear this comment, Jonathan, because I think that that's also these kind of activities will also build a stronger council in the terms of a cooperatory, if there's such a word, group, where people are really working together to develop the kinds of things that we need in ICANN from a policy perspective. So thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Chuck.
Yeah. Ron, are you familiar with the ICANN Academy work that's going on?
Actually, I'm not familiar with it, Chuck, but it's been brought to my attention.
Yeah,
so I'm
good.
Happy
well,
to
that's
hear that.
Mainly what I wanted to do. You might want to have someone from that group do a brief briefing for the SCI, because there's no use duplicating a lot of things, and it may be that some of the needs with regard to orientation and so forth, it was initiated by the ALAC, but has long since been broadened to the whole community. So, and they're looking at online training, at in-person training, a lot of things. But based on what you said, and even what Jonathan said with regard to what the council's considering for preparing, there's probably some good overlap there that could be taken advantage of.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Excellent.
Avery, there.
Thank you. Avery Doria, also a member of the SCI and coincidentally a member of the Academy group. Mm-hmm. And so I'm more than willing to talk to the SCI about it, but I have to say that I kind of agree that it's not within our scope unless the GNSO was to put it in our scope, which I'm not sure I recommend, but at the moment, you know, I'm not sure, and with Jonathan sort of saying that it was something you were well aware of, I don't know that there's an SCI issue there. But being a member of both, I'm certainly able to fill in if need be.
Very good. And I don't want to make any misrepresentations. I wasn't offering for SCI to pick that up. I was only saying that if we were asked, we'd be happy to do so. Thank you. And with regard to the Academy, let's make sure we bring that up on the meeting tomorrow. Thank you, Avery.
Thanks. Any other comments or questions for Ron on the work of the SCI, or for that matter for Avery? All done? Thanks very much, Ron.
Thank you all.
All right, we're scheduled to have a break at this stage, so I suggest we break, and we were scheduled for a 15-minute break. I suggest we reconvene at 9:30, which will bring us 15 minutes ahead of the time. Is that too long? Any comment on that? Is 22 minutes too long? Should I? All right, let's reconvene at 9:30 then, please, if you could be prompt, given that it's a longish break, so if councillors could be reseated by 15:30 local time. Thanks very much.